From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday that, contrary to media reports, President Donald Trump did not, in fact, hang up on him during a recent phone call. The two leaders held a reportedly contentious conversation about an Obama administration agreement obligating the U.S. to take in about 1,200 illegal migrants, mostly from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran. The migrants were caught trying to enter Australia illegally and are being held at camps located on several islands. And Mr. Trump doesn't like the arrangement.
For whatever reason, President Obama said that they were going to take probably well over 1,000 illegal immigrants who were in prisons. And they were going to bring them and take them into this country. And I just said, why?
Mr. Turnbull said the U.S. is still committed to going forward with an agreement. There were attacks in eastern Ukraine Thursday, the fifth day of renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. The sound of shelling was heard in the direction of the town of Agivka. America's United Nations ambassador, Nikki Haley, condemned what she called Russia's aggressive actions in eastern Ukraine and warned that the U.S. sanctions would remain on Russia until the Crimean Peninsula is returned to Ukraine. She called for an end to the fighting. Colombia's second-largest rebel group, the National Liberation Army, turned a captive former congressman over to a humanitarian commission Thursday. The release of the captive was a key condition for the start of peace talks. At the same time, the government released two jailed rebels. Peace talks are set to begin next week in Ecuador. No one, though, is expecting a quick agreement. This is VOA News.